A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided. 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. And a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. For the celebration of the 200th anniversary of our country in 1976, 200th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, on the East Coast they held a Eucharistic Congress to which they invited Cardinal Carol Wojtyla, who 2 short years later became Pope John Paul II. And these are the words he spoke at that Congress to our nation. And forgive the slightly lengthy quote. He said, we are now standing in the face of the greatest historical confrontation humanity has ever experienced. I do not think the wide circle of American society or the wide circle of the Christian community realize this fully. We are now facing the final confrontation between the church and the anti-church, between the gospel and the anti-gospel, between Christ and the Antichrist. This confrontation lies within the plans of divine providence. It is therefore in God's plan, and it must be a trial which the church must take up and face courageously. We must prepare ourselves to suffer great trials before long, such as will demand of us a disposition to give up even life, and a total dedication to Christ and for Christ. It's amazing that this prophet, knowing the reality of the times we live in, would 2 years later step forward as Pope, and the first words out of his mouth were, "Be not afraid." That the definitive biography on his life, the title of it, is Witness to Hope. And everywhere he went, even before he was Pope, he brought hope, he brought peace, he brought mercy. I remember hearing later on in life, when he came out on the balcony, a Jewish woman in her mid-40s shared the story, because she started to weep, that when she was a 13-year-old girl and had just gotten out of the concentration camp, and she was left on the streets in Krakow, this 25-year-old young man walked up to her and brought her a warm cup of tea, because he realized she was probably close to death. She didn't want to drink it. She wanted to lay down on the ground and fall asleep. She was a young 13-year-old girl. He forced her to drink it. He came back with bread and cheese, forced her to eat that, even though she said, no, please just let me sleep. And then he said, where are you going? And she shared where her home village was. And he said, you need to walk several kilometers to get to another train. She stood up to walk and she fell down and collapsed because of starvation. She had no strength left. She said that young man picked her up and walked her those kilometers to the next train station. And she said, what are you doing? Why don't you leave me alone? I have nothing to live for any longer. My entire family is dead. And he says to her, so is mine. But we must fight with hope and never give in to despair. I remember when he invited a homeless man to dinner because he was a fallen away priest. And as Pope, after dinner with numerous guests, he asked everyone to leave the room. And he knelt down beside this priest who had betrayed his vows, who had lived as a homeless man for years, and said, "Father, will you hear my confession?" Redeemed him, redeemed his priesthood, brought about a transformation in his life. This Pope brought about a great transformation in the church, in the times that we live in, and will continue to do so through his intercession from heaven. Let's ask our Lord the grace as we receive him today in the midst of the confrontation in which we live that is all the more severe. 35 years now, 40 years after John Paul II spoke those words, we're living through the reality of those words in our country. And we're called to be witnesses of hope. The final words he spoke in that talk were these: "We must be strong and prepared, and trust in Christ and in his Holy Mother, and be very, very assiduous in praying the Holy Rosary."